Huntley Community Radio thanks the Senior Reverse Mortgage Group for underwriting the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group provides today's reverse mortgages that are federally insured to provide additional funds for seniors needing cash for home improvements, medical assistance, debt and mortgage elimination with no monthly loan payment. We are local and meet in your home. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group, 312-588-7140. 312-588-7140. NMLS number 1606823.
In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
All right, girls, let's take our hair out of the beer can rollers. Tease our hair into a beehive and put our headbands on because we're stepping out tonight.
You know, I always thought you were taller. And then when you took your hair down, I was like, oh my gosh, she's not that tall at all.
Us girls like to dance.
I know.
So guys not so much.
We just dance to keep you happy and yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. So here's the first song of the day. This song was written by Bobby Freeman, but the Beach Boys recorded it in 1965, and their version of this song reached number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's Do You Wanna Dance?
Do you wanna dance and hold my hand? Tell me, baby, I'm your loving man, oh baby. Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance? Come in the moonlight. Hold me, baby, all through the night, oh baby. Do you wanna dance? Oh, do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance under the moonlight? Just kiss me, baby, all through the night, oh baby. Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna dance under the moonlight? Squeeze me, squeeze me.
In March of 1969, the Concorde makes the first trans-U.S. flight from Seattle to New York. It had a maximum speed of twice the speed of sound, 1,354 miles per hour, with seating for 92 to 128 passengers.
They had to pass out those little bag of pretzels really quick.
Yeah.
They just stood up front and threw them at you because they were going so fast.
Oh, you're funny.
You girls do like to get all dolled up and go stepping out, don't you?
We do.
Mm-hmm. Coincidentally, that brings me to my first song.
Oh, isn't that a coinky dinky?
What a coinky dink. It is by the American rock band from Boise, Idaho. Believe it or not, I did not know that.
Boise, Idaho. There's something that came out of Idaho besides the potatoes?
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were a staple on the show Where the Action Is.
I ran home every day from school to see Where's the Action.
Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you where the action is. Oh, baby, come on. Let me take you where the action is.
That's enough.
All right. I'm revving up.
This song made it to number 46 on the Billboard Top 10.
Are you... the Billboard Top 10.
Here's... Steppin' Out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had to leave town because of Uncle Sam's deal. Yeah. Well, I guess my good lovin' done lost its appeal. Because when I come back, I heard the bad, bad news. They say our big romance has been getting abused. Step, 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 step it on me. I got ways of finding out. You can step it on me. But do me good and I'll give you a piece of my mind. I told you once, I told you twice. Stop your cutting around or else I'll put you on ice. I'm telling you, baby, what I want you to do. Stop your messing around. I gotta step on you. Hey, 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 hey. If I can't be your one and only. Well, I'm going to your dad and give him back your hand. Yeah. Then I'll call the preacher, tell the choir, stay home. I guess you're the kind of woman that's just bound around. I'll tell my two. Now don't lie to me. Have you been step, 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 step?
Uh, 1969 was a great year.
It was.
That's when hard rock fully emerges as Led Zeppelin releases their first two albums.
Oh, oh boy, I'm so excited.
I thought you would be. And Robert Plant, their lead singer, hasn't stopped screaming yet. Robert Plant. He's great.
He just likes to scream in his songs?
Pretty much.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
This year, fashion loves the big, big curl. The big, big curl loves dippity-doo. Dippity-doo. Rollers cling to dippity-doo. Never slip, never drip. Now rollers out. Curl is in. Really in with dippity-doo. Cause nothing holds like dippity-doo. Holes and holes like dippity-doo. Big curls need big holes, so hold it. With dippity-doo.
I used to use that stuff on my hair. It was great.
When did you stop? Just last night or last week?
Oh, you're so funny.
Something?
But I'll tell you, that stuff held. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the wayback machine to the year
1969. The Tate murders were a series of killings conducted by members of the Manson family on August 8th and 9th, which claimed the lives of five people. Four members of the family invaded the home of married celebrity couple, actress Sharon Tate, and director Roman Polanski. They murdered Tate, who was 8.5 months pregnant, along with three friends who were visiting at the time.
Listen to the 1969 news announcement.
We have a weird homicide.
In a scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird religious rite, five persons, including actress Sharon Tate, were found dead at the home of Miss Tate and her husband, screen director Roman Polanski. Miss Tate, who starred in Valley of the Dolls, was 8 months pregnant and was found in a bikini-type nightgown with a rope around her neck attached to the body of a man.
Two bodies inside, two bodies outside.
Among the other victims were Hollywood hairstylist Jay Sebring and coffee heiress Abigail Folger. Authorities would allow no one in an unofficial capacity inside the posh $200,000 home in the hills overlooking Los Angeles. When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines cut. The bodies had been dead about 12 hours. They were discovered this morning by a maid who ran screaming to neighbors. One officer summed up the murders when he said, "In all my years, I have never seen anything like this before."
While the police admitted they had no suspects in the Bel Air massacre, there were two more murders 15 miles away in the Silver Lake section of Los Angeles. Market owner Leo LaBianca and his wife Rosemary were found by their children stabbed and mutilated. The word "war" was carved into LaBianca's chest, and "death to pigs" was smeared in the blood of one of the victims. The word "pig" had been scrawled in blood on the door of the Bel Air mansion, where actress Sharon Tate and four others were slain. But police said, despite the similarities, they do not believe the crimes are linked.
Wrong. Charlie and the girls were busy on August 9th with the LaBianca murders. Polanski, however, was not present on August 8th and the night of the Tate murders as he was working on a film in Europe. And that's the way it was way back when.
Gotta get back in time.
My next song is about a dance even men can do.
Wait. There is no dance that men can do.
Well, I know that, just don't look normal dancing. We know that.
We just kind of stand there and shake our arms and legs and like we're cool. We have no idea.
But you don't look cool when you do that.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. I mean, you know, it's can't argue with perfection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this song makes them look just okay. Chubby Checker took this song to number one. Number one, 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 one on the Billboard Hot 100 on September 19th, 1960. Here's the twist.
Yeah. she knows how to twist.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's 3-in-1 Cooking Oil. Remember, if it's good enough for the Indy 500, it's good enough for your family's French fries.
Absolutely. Does anyone remember 3-in-1 oil?
I do.
Come in a little can. Do they still make that, I wonder? I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, write us and tell us if they still make that. My second song was written by the English rock band The Beatles. Maybe you heard of them?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. It was released in 1968. On their self-titled double album, The White Album.
The White Album.
Because the cover was just all white, so they cleverly called it The White Album.
Okay.
Charles Manson told his followers that several White Album songs, including My Last Song, were a part of the Beatles' coded prophecy of an apocalyptic war. Huh?
Oh.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. He was a little strange, though.
Well, it was Charlie. But, you know, hey, he looks so good with that carb swastika in his forehead. So he's got that going for him. You know, what do I know? Who am I to argue with him?
Exactly.
Listen to Helter Skelter.
I'm going to put that right up there with Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, good.
You play that song ever again on this radio, I'm out the door.
I got to play more Hendrix then.
Whoa, I got blisters. Oh, right in my eardrums.
In 1969, The Who releases Tommy, the first widely successful rock opera.
An opera? See, we're getting better.
I got to play
that
song.
We're going
into Tommy.
Operas.
We're classing up the joint.
We're cultured like a poil.
Like a poil.
Okay, this is the last dance song for today.
Hooray.
Hey, they were good songs.
You could dance to my songs.
No, you can't. So save it for me, little poopsie.
Okay.
Okay? The Drifters originally designated this song as the B-side of a record they were doing. Dick Clark realized this song was the stronger song and spent 3 non-consecutive weeks as number one on the Billboard Hot 100, in addition to logging 1 week on top of their R&B chart. Here's Save the Last Dance.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye to let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. Laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much.
You can dance.
Go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all alone, can he take you home? Dance. You must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
Huntley Community Radio thanks the Senior Reverse Mortgage Group for underwriting the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group provides today's reverse mortgages that are federally insured to provide additional funds for seniors needing cash for home improvements, medical assistance, debt and mortgage elimination, with no monthly loan payment. We are local and meet in your home. Senior Reverse Mortgage Group, 312-588-7140. 312-588-7140. NMLS number 1606823.